we'll just go over what we think we need to do to improve us, make them aware of, the players aware of what the strengths of Orient are. But these games are the games that players should be looking forward to, and don't need the motivation from myself or the staff before the game or the supporters. They know the importance of this game. There's no getting away from the fact that it is a massive game and what can it achieve. But players do have to play with their head as well as their heart at the weekend, because they've just got to keep doing the same things that they've done against Notts County, Tranmere and all the other teams where we've been picking up points recently.
You hear a lot of managers come out with that drivel line, Simon, that, you know, the next game is the biggest game.
Managers and drivel, what are you on about?
They always say the next game's the biggest one, but when you're playing a team just above you in the league, this is undoubtedly one of your biggest games, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. But you don't get any extra points by beating somebody in around you than you do at the bottom. So that's the usual cliche stuff. But yeah, there's no getting away from the fact that it's a big game for us. That if we can win and close the gap on them, then it's going to really sort of give us a boost. Obviously, if it goes the other way, then they'll be delighted and they'll be pulling away from us a little bit. But so many games still to go for. You've seen previously and the next few weeks where teams drop in points or pick up points. You've just got to do whatever you can do and see where it takes you. But I think the whole group are looking forward to the game. We're trying to get a real big gate and atmosphere at the weekend, and hopefully people can turn out and watch the team in a good manner and hopefully get a positive result.
Shows what back-to-back wins can do in any level, doesn't it? And when you can change that into three or four, it can take you almost anywhere you want, can it?
Well, it can do, and obviously that's what we're trying to do. Win three, four games by Saturday against Orient, MK Dons on Tuesday night. So thick and fast, and want to win as many games as possible, and I keep challenging the players to try and achieve whatever we're capable of doing by working hard in training, going and enjoying the football on a Saturday. And you can see them doing that they do work ever hard for the shirt, they give the supporters something to cheer about, but they do genuinely enjoy what they're doing.
Spoken to a lot of people who went to Orient who have said to this day that is the best they've seen Preston North End this season, to go away to a team who were top of the table, not been beaten at home for ages, I think, at that stage. How would you assess that display?
Well, it's got to be up there because they were flying at that moment in time. We went there and produced a real professional performance, limited them to few opportunities when they were scoring loads of goals. The front two were a handful. And it was up there with one of the best ones, but that counts for nothing. It's what we can do this weekend. We're a different team really now, or a different shape to the squad. When we went there early in the season, they've got one or two different personnel in as well. So it's basically going to be whichever team's up on the day on Saturday, make sure that they don't give mistakes away and goes out and does the best they can and hopefully gets the breaks to win the game.
You're a different team and you're a better team, aren't you?
I'd like to think so. I like to think that we're improving all the time. And as a manager, it's our duty to make sure that we're not happy just to stand still. We've got to improve on a daily basis, test the players, keep challenging them of making them better as individuals, but better as a team as well. So, yeah, I do feel that the shape of the squad is in a better condition than early part of the season because they're all available and they're all pushing each other.
He'll be wanting some reaction, won't he, Russell Slade? He's had some defeats and some bad luck in the last three games that have really cost them late on particularly.
Well, as a manager you lose games and we've always said that teams are going to have little blips, and obviously they've lost the last three and he'll be doing his utmost to make sure that there is a reaction and maybe there's no better game for him at the weekend, that they're coming to Deepdale with a good atmosphere against one of the top teams in the division. So we're fully aware of what they can do and what they're capable of doing on the day, because full credit to them, they've been there all season. They are there to be shot at, as Brentford and Wolves are, I suppose, as well. But, yeah, they've had a fantastic season, and what he'll be trying to reiterate to his players is not to waste the opportunity that they've given themselves with the start to the season that they've had. But we all said, that again, that teams are going to have a few bad results, and it's how you respond to them.